1 Timothy, chapter 1. Paul, an apostle of Yahshua the Messiah by the commandment of Yahweh our Savior, and Master Yahshua the Messiah, which is our hope, to Timothy, my own son in the faith, grace, mercy, and peace from Yahweh our Father and Yahshua the Messiah, our Master. As I besought you to abide still at Ephesus, when I went to Macedonia, that you might charge some that they teach no other doctrine, neither give heed to fables and endless genealogies, which minister questions rather than Yahweh's edifying, which is in faith, so do. Now the end of the commandment is charity out of a pure heart, and of a good conscience, and of faith unfeigned, from which some, having swerved, having turned aside to vain jangling, desiring to be teachers of the law, understanding neither what they say nor of what they affirm. But we know that the law is good if a man use it lawfully, knowing this, that the law is not made for a righteous man, but for the lawless and disobedient, for the wicked and for sinners, for unholy and profane, for murderers of fathers and murderers of mothers, for manslayers, for whoremongers, for homosexuals, for men-stealers, for liars, for perjured persons, and if there be any other thing that is contrary to sound doctrine, according to the esteemed good news of the blessed Elohim, which was committed to my trust. And I thank the Messiah Yahshua, our Master, who has enabled me, for that he counted me faithful, putting me into the ministry, who was before a blasphemer and a persecutor and injurious, but I obtained mercy, because I did it ignorantly in unbelief. And the grace of our Sovereign was exceeding abundant with faith and love, which is in the Messiah Yahshua. This is a faithful saying, and worthy of all acceptation, that the Messiah Yahshua came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. Howbeit, for this cause I obtained mercy, that in me first Yahshua the Messiah might show forth all long-suffering, for a pattern to them which should hereafter believe on him to lasting. Now to the King eternal, immortal, invisible, the only wise Yahweh, honor and praise forever and ever. Amen. This charge I commit to you, son Timothy, according to the prophecies which went before on you, that you by them might war a good warfare, holding faith and a good conscience, which some having put away concerning faith have made shipwreck, of whom is Hymenaeus and Alexander, whom I have delivered to Satan, that they may learn not to blaspheme. End of chapter. 1 Timothy chapter 2. I exhort therefore that first of all supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings, and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life with all holiness and honesty. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of Yahweh our Savior, who will have all men to be saved, and to come to the knowledge of the truth. For there is one Yahweh, and one mediator between Yahweh and men, the man Messiah Yahshua, who gave himself a ransom for all, to be testified in due time. Whereunto I am ordained and an apostle. I speak the truth in the Messiah, and I do not lie. A teacher of the Gentiles in faith and purity. I will, therefore, that men pray everywhere, lifting up holy hands, without wrath and doubting. In like manner also that women adorn themselves in modest apparel, with shamefacedness and sobriety, not with broided hair or gold or pearls or costly array, but which becomes woman, professing reverence of Yahweh, with good works. Let the woman learn in silence with all subjection. But I suffer not a woman to teach, nor to usurp authority over the man, but to be in silence. For Adam was first formed, then Eve, and Adam was not deceived, but the woman being deceived was in the transgression. Notwithstanding, she shall be saved in childbearing, if they continue in faith and charity and holiness with sobriety. End of chapter. 1 Timothy chapter 3. This is a true saying, if a man desire the office of a bishop, he desires a good work. A bishop, then, must be blameless, the husband of one wife, vigilant, sober, of good behavior, given to hospitality, and apt to teach, not given to wine, no striker, not greedy of filthy lucre, but patient, not a brawler, not covetous, one that rules well his own house, having his children in subjection with all gravity. For if a man know not how to rule his own house, how shall he take care of the assembly of Yahweh? Not a novice, lest being lifted up with pride he fall into the condemnation of the devil. Moreover, he must have a good report of them which are outside, lest he fall into reproach and the snare of the devil. Likewise, the deacons must be grave, not double-tongued, not given to much wine, greedy of filthy lucre, holding the mystery of the faith in a pure conscience, and let these also first be proved, then let them use the office of a deacon, being found blameless. Even so must their wives be grave, not slanderers and sober, faithful in all things. Let the deacons be the husbands of one wife, ruling their children in their own houses well. For they that have used the office of a deacon well purchase to themselves a good degree and great boldness in the faith which is in the Messiah Yahshua. These things I write to you, hoping to come to you shortly. But if I tarry long, that you may know how you ought to behave yourself in the house of Yahweh, which is the assembly of the living Elohim, the pillar and ground of the truth. And without controversy, great is the mystery of holiness. Yahweh, who is manifest in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen of messengers, preached to the Gentiles, believed on in the world, and received up to majesty. End of chapter. 1 Timothy chapter 4. Now the Spirit speaks expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, speaking lies in hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron, forbidding to marry and commanding to abstain from foods, which Yahweh has created to be received with thanksgiving of them which believe and know the truth. For every creature of Yahweh is good, and nothing to be refused, if it be received with thanksgiving. For it is sanctified by the word of Yahweh and prayer. If you put the brethren in remembrance of these things, you shall be a good minister of Yahshua the Messiah, nourished up in the words of faith and of good doctrine, whereunto you have attained. But refuse profane and old wives' fables, and exercise yourself rather to holiness. For bodily exercise profits little, but holiness is profitable to all things, having promise of the life that now is and of that which is to come. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptance. For therefore we both labor and suffer reproach, because we trust in the living Elohim, who is the Savior of all men, especially of those that believe. These things command and teach. Let no man despise your youth, but be you an example of the believers, in word, in behavior, in love, in spirit, in faith, in purity. Till I come, give attendance to reading, to exhortation. Neglect not the gift that is in you, which was given you by prophecy, with the laying on of the hands of the body of elders. Meditate upon these things. Give yourself wholly to them, that your profiting may appear to all. Take heed to yourself and to the doctrine. Continue in them. For in doing this you shall both save yourself and them that hear you. End of chapter. 1 Timothy chapter 5. Rebuke not an elder, but entreat him as a father, and the younger men as brethren. The elder women as mothers, the younger as sisters, with all purity. Honor widows that are widows indeed. But if any widow have children or grandchildren, let them learn first to show reverence at home, and to requite their parents, for that is good and acceptable before Yahweh. Now she that is a widow indeed, and desolate, trusts in Yahweh, and continues in supplications and prayers night and day. But she that lives in pleasure is dead while she lives, and these things give in charge that they may be blameless. But if any provide not for his own, especially for those of his own house, he has denied the faith and is worse than an infidel. Let none be enrolled as a widow under 60 years old, having been the wife of one man, well reported of for good works, if she have brought up children, if she have lodged strangers, if she has washed the saints' feet, if she have relieved the afflicted, if she has diligently followed every good work. But the younger widows refuse, for when they have begun to wax wanton against the Messiah, they will marry, having damnation because they have cast off their first faith. And in doing so they learn to be idle, wandering about from house to house, and not only idle, but tattlers also, and busybodies, speaking things which they ought not. I will, therefore, that the younger women marry, bear children, guide the house, and give none occasion to the adversary to speak reproachfully, for some are already turned aside after Satan. If any man or woman that believes have widows, let them relieve them, and let not the assembly be charged, that it may relieve them that are widows indeed. Let the elders that rule well be counted worthy of double honor, especially they who labor in the word and doctrine. For the Scripture says, "You shall not muzzle the ox that treads out the corn," and "the laborer is worthy of his reward." Against an elder, receive not an accusation, but before two or three witnesses. Them that sin, rebuke before all, that others also may fear. And I charge for Elohim, and the Master Yeshua the Messiah, and the elect messengers, that you observe these things without preferring one before another, doing nothing by partiality. Lay hands suddenly on no man, neither be partakers of other men's sins. Keep yourself pure. Drink no longer water, but use a little wine for your stomach's sake and your often infirmities. Some men's sins are open beforehand, going before to judgment, and some they follow after. Likewise also the good works of some are manifest beforehand, and they that are otherwise cannot be hid. End of chapter. 1 Timothy chapter 6. Let as many servants as are under the yoke count their own masters worthy of all honor, that the name of Yahweh and his doctrine be not blasphemed. And they that have it believing masters, let them not despise them, because they are brothers, but rather do them service, because they are faithful and beloved, partakers of the benefit. These things teach and exhort. If any man teach otherwise, and consent not to wholesome words, even the words of our Master Yeshua the Messiah, and to the doctrine which is according to holiness, he is proud, knowing nothing, but doting about questions and strifes of words, whereof comes envy, strife, railings, evil surmisings, perverse disputings of men of corrupt minds and destitute, supposing that gain is holiness. From such withdraw yourself. But holiness with contentment is great gain, for we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we can carry nothing out. And having food and clothing, let us therewith be content. But they that will be rich fall into temptation and a snare, and into many foolish and hurtful lusts, which drown men in destruction and perdition. For the love of money is the root of all evil, which while some coveted after, they have erred from the faith, and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. But you, O man of Yahweh, flee thee and follow after righteousness, holiness, faith, love, patience, meekness. Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on life everlasting, whereunto you are also called, and have professed a good profession before many witnesses. I give you charge in the sight of Yahweh, who quickens all things, and before the Messiah Yeshua, who before Pontius Pilate professed a good confession, that you keep this commandment without spot, unrebukable, until the appearing of our Master Yeshua the Messiah, which in his times he shall show, the blessed and only potentate, the King of kings and sovereign of sovereigns, who only has immortality, dwelling in the light which no man can approach unto, whom no man has seen nor can see, to whom be honor and power everlasting. Amen. Charge them that are rich in this world, that they be not high-minded, nor trust in uncertain riches, but in the living Elohim, who gives us richly all things to enjoy. That they do good, that they be rich in good works, ready to distribute, willing to communicate, laying up in store for themselves a good foundation against the time to come, that they may lay hold on everlasting life. O Timothy, keep that which is committed to your trust, avoiding profane and vain babblings and oppositions of science falsely so called, which some professing have erred concerning the faith. Grace be with you. End of chapter.